WJN and W260 CD Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A cash infusion into Caledonia due to the data center. That's a wrap-up from a report released by the village administrator. What's called a fiscal estimate of proposed data center impact is on the village's website. It details the costs associated with Microsoft's proposal to build a massive data center on 244 acres near the Oak Creek Power Plant. According to the village, the proposed data center would raise property taxes on the site from about $1,000 a year to more than $97,000 a year. With a full build-out, that would bump the village tax base to more than $1.5 million. That means less of a tax burden on homeowners and more on industry. The report says the project could also drive billions in total economic impact and provide hundreds of construction jobs. Microsoft would pay for sewer upgrades. Before any of it happens, the land must be rezoned from farmland to light manufacturing. The Plan Commission could take that next step tonight. There is a chance for public comment on the agenda for this evening. The meeting starts at 6. It was two Mount Pleasant officers on an early morning foot patrol that first responded to that shooting yesterday. At around 3:15 in the morning, police on patrol near 22nd and Meade heard gunshots. They found a 22-year-old man and a 19-year-old woman hurt. Officers gave immediate medical aid, including one of them who just finished tactical medical training. The man is being treated for injuries not life-threatening. The woman was flown to Frederick for surgery and is now in stable condition. Police say the case is under investigation and that there's no ongoing threat to the public. A Racine County Walmart employee says harassment on the job got so bad he had to quit. Now the EEOC is suing Walmart, claiming the company discriminated against two workers with intellectual disabilities at its Mount Pleasant store. You can read more about that story online today at RacineCountyEye.com. The lawsuit alleges supervisors repeatedly insulted the men. The EEOC wants Walmart to pay damages and change. The EEOC wants Walmart to pay damages and change policies. Walmart says it doesn't tolerate discrimination and plans to fight the case. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
An overtime that ends in a tie. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Dallas, where the Packers and the Cowboys played a full overtime period, and Green Bay kicking a field goal to end the game in a 40-40 tie. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur on why he's disappointed heading into the bye.
It's disappointing. Just too many critical mistakes that led to that tie. Give Dallas credit. They did a great job offensively, you know, moving the ball down the field. But there's a lot of things that we all have to clean up, starting with myself. I mean, we're trying to be aggressive at the end of the half. That really bit us in the butt.
Baseball, the Brewers with a 4-2 win at home Sunday over the Cincinnati Reds to close out the regular season with 97 wins, a new franchise record.
You know, I'm glad that this team gets to be remembered differently. You know, I'm not into records necessarily, but it's a way for the 2025 to be recognized differently.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
WRJN weather. It is going to be another warm one today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We could see a little fog overnight, our low dropping into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Ramen noodles, that's really what I eat. I wish it were a joke, but I eat that. And you do not feel too healthy eating a dinner that's less expensive than gum. At least you spit gum out. Noodles stay down there for like a day and a half. And anything on an instant noodle package except the word noodles is a lie. Chicken and mushroom, false. What am I supposed to be like? Ooh, chicken and mushroom. That's a classy noodle. I gotta wear pants when I eat that. How do you put two things on a package that aren't in the package? Chicken and how about beige dust noodles? I would accept that. I saw a recipe suggestion on the side. How about adding chicken? How about adding chicken? How about you do that?
Spencer Davis Group, give it some love, and it's 6:11. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJ, and I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here today. Perfect weather, sunny, highs near 76, a little warmer than I'd like it, but it's nice. Clear, low 61 tonight, and sunny, highs near 74 tomorrow. It was in the 80s this weekend. Right now, a beautiful morning, clear 60 degrees right here at Radio Park. Don't forget, coming up later on, right after 7 o'clock, we'll be giving you our multi-state text-to-win keyword week two. Today, the running is for $200 in cash and gold jewelry. And, of course, the grand prize winner gets tickets to see Green Bay in Minnesota in Green Bay. And we'll also give you a gas card to get you there. It's around Thanksgiving time, somewhere around there. I don't know the exact date. I should probably look it up. But anyway, so your chance to win. Listen for that keyword. Now, you have to download the Civic Media app to play this game. Take seconds. It's free. Go to WRJN.com to get it or the App Store. Civic Media app, download it. Now, you'll see a list of radio stations there. Go down to WRJN, and when you see that all the way at the bottom, you'll see a text button. Hit the text button and text the keyword I'm going to give you right after 7 o'clock, and you're in the running for the cash, the jewelry, and the Green Bay, Minnesota tickets. Yeah, all that coming up a little after 7 o'clock this morning. It's 6:12 right now. There was a movie in the 70s with Nick Nolte and Tuesday Weld called Who'll Stop the Rain. This song in the picture from CCR.
Long as I remember, rain been coming down. Clouds of mist drift over, confusion on the ground.
CCR, Who'll Stop the Rain? It's 6:14, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Well, the average person says it takes about 90 minutes before they really feel awake in the morning, and Mondays are the hardest. Now, the top things that help us wake up include drinking coffee, brushing your teeth, taking a shower, and listening to music. You're welcome. Brothers, Kathy's Cloud, 617, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Looking for sunshine, highs near 76 today, right now clear 60, a beautiful morning right here at Radio Park. Well, last year, a woman sued Hershey's for $5 million, claiming that their Halloween candies didn't look as cool and spooky as they did on the wrapper. Well, of course, Hershey's won the case, and a judge tossed out the lawsuit. The person who filed it really didn't think it was going to go very far, did they? Come on, $5 million because the candy didn't look spooky. Come on.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Not sure if you guys remember, I broke that whole Tom Holland getting a mild concussion story last week. Even though it might not seem all that important given what's happening in the world, in the spirit of real journalism, here's a follow-up on his condition. The 29-year-old is just fine and has been released from the hospital. Sony and Marvel are taking precautions in keeping Holland away from the set for a week to fully recuperate. The studios say this will not delay the release of the film. I can't imagine missing a week of grade school because I bumped my head on the swings. Here is a drama thriller to put on your radar. A House of Dynamite is still 2 weeks away from theaters, but generating a lot of buzz. The plot? A missile is launched at the United States, and there is a race to find out who is behind it and what the response should be. The film's directed by Kathryn Bigelow, who oversees a hotshot cast, including Rebecca Ferguson and Idris Elba. The film will be available to stream October 24th after a brief, limited theatrical run. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's game time with WRJN Big Deals. Score big with discounted gift certificates from your local favorites. Mahoffer's on Main, X-Golf Kenosha, The New Cafe. Don't miss the action. The Big Deal of the Day drops twice a week. And keep listening to WRJN for details on our brand new flash sales. Go to WRJN.com. Click the Big Deals banner and get in on the savings game with WRJN Big Deals.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crust-worthy. The new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough, made with six simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding five bold, melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one's for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud, it's rich, it's straight-up delicious. Order the new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
The green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, Reaching Racine Beyond the Radio. Online at WRJN.com.
WRJN. Up on the roof.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face,
up on the roof.
I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. Telling you right smack dab in the middle of town, I found a paradise that's trouble-proof. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof.
go. The Drifters, Benny King and the Drifters up on the roof. 624 local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Don't forget to download the Civic Media app. Do it now. So at about 706, 707 this morning, you can type in that keyword I'm going to give you for some great prizes. Download the Civic Media app. Look for WRJN on the list of Civic Media stations. You see the text word. Click on that and... At 7:06 this morning, I'm going to give you a keyword, and if you're selected today, you'll win $200 cash and gold jewelry and be in the running. Win or lose, you're in the running for the Green Bay, Minnesota tickets that we're giving away around, I guess the game, I've got to look it up, is around Thanksgiving time up in Green Bay. We also give you a gas card, too, so download the Civic Media app now before you forget it, right? Here's a fun fact for you. There's a word for half a decade or 5 years. Instead of a decade, 5 years is called a lustrum. As in, it's hard to believe it's been a lustrum since the pandemic broke out. I don't know about you. I don't think that's going to catch on, though. I have a feeling now people are going to use a lustrum. It's 625 local news. Timeless hits WRJN. Here's David Gates and Bread. Here's Megan with you.
Side. I may be climbing on rainbows, but baby, here goes. Dreams, they're for those who sleep. Life is for us to keep. And if you're wondering what this all is leading, make it with you. I really think that we could make it, girl. No, you don't know me well, and every little thing only time will tell. If you believe the things that I do, short or long, love can be right or wrong. And if I chose the one I'd like to help me through, I'd like to make it with you.
With you, Bread, local news, timeless hits at WRJN 628. Got a fun fact for you here. The Beatles mention a walrus in three songs. Could you think of them? All right, the first one is Glass Onion, not one of their bigger hits. Come Together, and of course, I Am the Walrus from the Magical Mystery Tour. I guess they have a thing for walruses. That's the only thing I can come up with. It's 628, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Straight ahead, we have news for Stuart J. Waddles, but first...
Mama said there'll be days like... There'll be days like this, Mama said.
Mama said, Mama said.
Mama said there'll be days like this. There'll be days like this, my Mama said.
Mama said, Mama said.
I went walking the other day and everything was going fine. I met a little boy named Billy Joe and then I almost lost my mind.
Said the Shirelles, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. It's exactly 6:30. Let's check our local news, see what's going on this morning. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two people are recovering after an early morning shooting in Mount Pleasant yesterday. A 22-year-old man was taken to Ascension with injuries not life-threatening. A 19-year-old woman was flown to Frederick, had surgery, and is now stable. It all happened after officers on foot patrol heard gunfire at just after 3 yesterday near 22nd and Meade. Police and fire crews gave life-saving aid at the scene. The investigation is still active, but police say there is no danger to the community. Not everyone is welcoming Microsoft's plan for a new data center in Caledonia, and they'll likely make their voices heard again tonight. The Village Plan Commission will meet at 6 to review Microsoft's proposal to build a massive data center on 244 acres near the Oak Creek Power Plant. The project would require changing the land from agricultural to light industrial. Supporters say it could bring jobs, millions in economic activity, and major new tax revenue for the community. Dozens of neighbors have already spoken out against the project. People living near Douglas Avenue and Bonning Road worry about losing farmland, the impact on wetlands, and what industrial development means for the community's future. Others say data centers should be kept to existing business districts instead of farmland. The Plan Commission will revisit those concerns as they review the rezoning requests at a meeting tonight at Village Hall. Microsoft is already building two major data center projects in nearby Mount Pleasant. That's on land originally set aside for Foxconn. The Brewers just wrapped up the best regular season in franchise history, and now it's on to the playoffs. The team beat the Reds yesterday to notch their 97th win, breaking the team record. The crew also owns the best record in Major League Baseball this year. They'll start the division series Saturday against either the Cubs or the Padres. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Inspiring and training the next generation of food scientists is happening on the UW River Falls campus. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. Details on how that program is growing coming up next.
BioVet combines the latest research and technology to develop high-quality microbial and nutritional solutions for your operation. BioVet's innovative product line supports the immune system, digestive function, reproduction, along with growth and development of your livestock. Learn more at bio-vet.com and visit us at World Dairy Expo booth number EH1503 and 1504. EH1503 and 1504.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
How does a soybean become a Dairyland seed difference maker? It starts in the labs of Corteva Agriscience, where Enlist E3 technology is designed to fight the toughest weeds for the greatest yield potential. Then it's hand-selected by Dairyland seed agronomists to be the ideal fit for Midwestern soils and conditions. Finally, it's tested on acres by farmers like you to ensure it's proven to outperform. It's a long road, but the only way to make a difference. Find your soybean difference maker at DairylandSeedSoybeans.com.
Dean Mike Orth at River Falls College of Agriculture, Food and Environmental Sciences is very happy at how their dairy plant is performing. It's been running for about a year and a half now, and it just started making ice cream this spring. He says right now, they've got about 20 student employees that take the milk through the whole process, but they're looking to grow.
We started in the spring making ice cream, and so it was new, right? This is a new plant, and the person who oversees the plant is a is an artisan cheesemaker, but they have been working on the ice cream, and they've really got a lot of really good flavors now. They've kind of, you know, as you can imagine, they have to work on their recipes, right, to make the ice cream. But now we have a lot of really good flavors, both vanilla and now chocolate based flavors. So it's really nice. I mean, it's really picking up momentum. You know, we get a lot more people buying ice cream.
Dean Mike Orth at the College of Agriculture, Food and Environmental Sciences at UW River Falls. He said this dairy plant has turned into a talking point for students and attracts other students. He said this fall, they added 60 students to the College of Agriculture enrollment, which is about a 15% increase from last year. And some of the judging activities have already started for World Dairy Expo 2025. On Saturday, they had the Youth Fitting Contest. You can follow us for all the details on what's happening at World Dairy Expo. Just go to MidwestFarmReport.com or follow us on social media. That's a look at food news on a Monday. I'm Pam Yonke.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
It is going to be another warm one today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We could see a little fog overnight, our low dropping into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
I've been staying in hotels for a while. I don't know, long time. And I've been filling out surveys for a long time. And I don't notice any improvement. I don't know if they're reading these surveys. Like, here is my theory on customer service surveys. They do not exist to improve customer service. They have them so they can figure out how bad can we make customer service before we start losing money. Like, it's just, they are trying to hone in, they're zeroing in, they're dialing in on that sweet spot. Like, boss, the survey results are in. It says our customer service is horrible. Okay, what are sales like? They're up slightly. I want you to make customer service worse. I want you to go down to one employee. We already have one employee. Make them stupid. I want you to make them very stupid.
I'd like to thank the guy who wrote the song that made my baby fall in love with me. Who put the bomb in the bomb, the bomb, the bomb? Who put the rhyme in the ram-a-lam-a ding dong? Who put the bop in the bop, shabop, shabop? Who put the dip in the dip, di dip, di dip? Who was that man? I'd like to shake his hand.
ba-bomb, 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 bomb. And my honey, ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong, forever. And when I say dip, 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 you know I mean it from the bottom of my boogity, boogity, boogity shoe.
That's Barry Mann, prolific songwriter with his wife Cynthia Weil. Wrote 91 hit songs, wrote for a ton of people, but he put that one out by himself. Who put the bomb? It's 640 local news, tablets hits at WRJN. You know, streaming is fine. If you want to stream music, stream TV shows, stream, that's fine. But Americans of a certain age tend to get nostalgic for the ways they used to listen to music. UltimateClassicRock.com put together a list of those ancient devices. Check them out. How many do you still use? Pocket transistor radios, the thrill of tuning into an unknown radio station from the backseat of the family car while visiting the beach. Pure magic. I still have transistor radios. I have a brand new one. Tom Carco once gave me a transistor radio as a gift. And I still have it. Use it and everything. I love it. Let's see. The 8-track player. No, I don't use those anymore. I still have some 8-track tapes, but I have nothing to play them in. The boombox with a handle. I have 3 of them at home. Use them all the time. The Sony Walkman, oh yeah, and the Sony Discman. I have the Sony cassette. What's the one with the cassette in there? The Sony cassette player. Is that the Sony Walkman? Yeah, I still use that all the time because it's hard to get a cassette player, and I still have a lot of cassettes that I want to listen to. So yeah, I still use those ancient devices. Yeah, if you want to see some ancient devices, come here to the radio graveyard in our basement. You see some ancient devices of radio. It's 641 local news. Tablas hits WRJN. Aw, Jerry and the Pacemakers. Jerry Marsden and crew. Don't let the sun catch you crying. Right here at WRJN.
Don't let the sun catch you crying. The night's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying. Nighttime shadows disappear, and with them go all your tears. For the morning will bring joy for every girl and boy. So don't let the sun catch you crying. We know that crying's not a bad thing, but stop your crying when the bed sings. It may be hard to discover that you've been left for another, but don't forget that love's a game, and it can always come again. Oh, don't let the sun catch you crying. Let the sun catch you crying. Oh, no. Oh, oh, oh.
I would still love to see the movie they made. Can't find it anywhere. They made a movie called Ferry Cross the Mersey. Also for United Artists. Looks like A Hard Day's Night Help and Having a Wild Weekend for the DC 5. They made a movie for United Artists. It was called Ferry Cross the Mersey. Can't find it anywhere. I would love to see it. I'm sure it's not, you know, Oscar quality. But I'd still love to see it. Hey, don't forget, and coming up in about 20 minutes from now, a little more than 20 minutes, we're going to continue for week two, our final week of our multi-state text to win contest at WRJN. Download the Civic Media app as soon as you get a chance. Okay, it's free. Just go to the app store, WRJN.com. Download the app. Take seconds. Literally seconds. I had a friend do it the other day. I don't think it took 3 seconds to download. Look through the list of stations. You'll see WRJN on there. Click on WRJN, and you'll see a text button. You'll click on that, and you'll type in the keyword I give you a little after 7 o'clock. You'll be in the running for $200 and gold jewelry today and be in the running for our grand prize, which will be tickets to see Green Bay and Minnesota in Green Bay in November. And you also get a gas card to get you back and forth. Well, the gas will get you back and forth. The card will get you the gas. So that's coming up a little after 7 o'clock this morning at WRJN. All right. Check this story out. A man in Georgia arrested for stealing more than 91 manhole covers from the streets. It's unclear why he did it or what he planned to do with it, but he's got a collection of 91 manhole covers. I feel bad for the people driving when they get to the holes in the street. That's got to be terrifying, huh?
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
There you go, Sam the Sham of the Pharaohs, Woolly Bully. Remember their other hit, Little Red Riding Hood? I think that was about it for them. Sunny today, highs near 76, clear tonight, lows 61, sunny with a high near 74 tomorrow. Clear 60, the sun's coming up. It's a picture-perfect morning right here at Radio Park. All right, if you're having trouble finding a date, you might want to try what this young lady did. A bachelorette near San Francisco launched a billboard campaign to find her future husband and father of her children. She said she tried online dating. No luck. Maybe the billboards will help her out. I hope so. It's 6:48. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN.
Back to school season brings full calendars, long lists, and big decisions. It's a lot to juggle. At Marine Credit Union, they're here to help chart your course, one step at a time. From saving for college, budgeting for school supplies, to planning your family's next big step, Marine Credit Union walks with you on that journey. Because their passion is serving families like yours and strengthening the community we all call home. Marine Credit Union, ready to chart your course forward. Visit them on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
Hey, the morning show on WRJN, always sponsored every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first base line on the field level.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Something new is waking up Racine. The new cafe, where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat, a menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart, they're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
Here comes my baby, 6:53, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Look for sunshine today. Highs near 76, a clear night tonight, low 61. Beautiful day tomorrow, highs near 74 right now. Clear, the sun is coming up in Radio Park. We have 60 degrees. A care home in the UK has introduced robotic dogs and cats to tackle loneliness among its residents. Now, the pets have realistic fur and sensors that enable them to bark, purr, and sit. They can even roll over for scratches on their belly. Luckily, you want to take the dog out for a walk to do its, well, you know what we're talking about, right? Yeah. It's 6:54, local news, Thomas Hits, WRJN. I love it. Levi Stubbs and the Four Tops. I can't help myself.
Sugar pie, honey buns. You know that I love you. I can't help myself. I love you and nobody else. In and out my life. In and out my life. Come and you go.
Come and you go.
Leaving just your picture behind. And I've kissed it a thousand times.
Timeless Hits at WRJN. Guess who's coming back this week? Yes, Cindy Huber back. She's filling in for Kurt Vonnegut, who's on vacation. She's back at 2 o'clock today. Cindy Huber, I miss Cindy. She's coming back 2 to 6 o'clock today right here at WRJN, doing everything Kurt did, except with a female voice. But she'll be in this afternoon, 2 o'clock, after Dan Marcus. 6:56 at WRJN. All right, Starbucks struggling a bit now. They're closing hundreds of stores this month, about 1% of their locations. The company had 18,734 North American locations at the end of June. But by the end of this month, they're going to have 18,300. I don't know, every time I pass a Starbucks, there's lines of cars going around it. And their competitors, who are usually just across the street, lines of cars going around that too. How the heck are they losing money, huh? 6:57, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. From Wales, here's Tom Jones.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. Well, she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. About that little lady, and the lady is mine. But she's never in the way, always something nice to say. What a blessing! I can leave her on her own, knowing she's okay alone, and there's no messing. She's a she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah, she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a
was friends with Tom Jones. She met him in Las Vegas and followed him everywhere she went. Eventually became good friends. I don't know. I don't know if they're still friends or not. Tom Jones, she's a lady. It's exactly 7 o'clock on the noggin. Let's check our news, see what's going on. Huh?
WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Still no motives in two mass shootings over the weekend, one in the South, the other in the upper Midwest.
Investigators in Grand Blanc, Michigan are trying to figure out what made a man plow his pickup truck into the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints yesterday, start shooting, and then set it on fire.
I need manpower up here ASAP.
As heard on Broadcastify, at least four people are dead. The suspect, a Marine vet, was shot and killed by police. And in Southport, North Carolina, Saturday night, three people were killed when shots were fired into a waterfront bar.
Coming from a subject on the boat.
Police say that shooting rampage was also carried out by a veteran. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
The president will